I think it's I see only one agenda item, which is adoption of the, I mean, it's the consideration of the report of the Standing Committee 2021-2022 mid-year report. We dealt with this presentation in our previous meeting. Is Koli available?
Yes, Chair, Koli is.
Has the report been circulated to members?
Yes, Chair, the report was circulated last week. Just a reminder that this is the report of for the mid-year performance, so it's not last week's report.
No, I'm saying is in the last term. We dealt with it in the last term.
In the last term, yes. Apologies.
Yes. Okay, yes, sorry. Sorry if I said last week, I was saying last term. All right, thank you very much. Koli, just to refresh our minds, can you please just highlight a few important issues? Members, you are all welcome and thank you very much for attending. We'll try our level best to keep this meeting as short as possible. Though we had an agreement that our meeting will never sit for adoption of meetings and reports, but in the previous week, we struggled with a quorum, hence we called this meeting. So it is going to be a very short meeting, depending on how members would want to engage on the reports. Thank you. The report has to be tabled before it has to go through the portfolio committee for adoption before it can be tabled before the House. Are there time frames for this, Cindy?
I'm no chairperson, but it's a good practice to adopt our reports as soon as we are finished with the, as soon as it's ready, as soon as possible after the consideration of the briefing.
Okay, all right. Members, would you like to make any inputs or comments before we allow our content advisor to quickly highlight key important issues on the report? 5, 4, 3, 2. Mr. Singh?
Chairperson? Yeah, perhaps you can just go through it as it's on the screen here. Yeah? So, as you said, we refresh our memory.
Yes. Okay, that's fine. Koli, over to you.
Thanks, Chair. Good afternoon to honorable members. This is the mid-term year report for Parliament Administration. This is a report that has been tabled in last year around September. I mean October, actually, yes. And then we dealt with it on the 26th of November. As a committee, we met and interrogated the Parliament Administration with that report. And after that, follow-up questions and with the follow-up submission of information was submitted to us on the 10th of December. So this is the report we dealt with it on the 26th of November. This report was submitted to us in according to the requirement of the Financial Management of Parliament and Legislative Act, which in particular Section 53 of this Act, which requires that before 31st October each year, the accounting officer must submit to the executive authority a report that assesses the performance of Parliament administration for the first half of the financial year. Indeed, that has happened. And also the Section 54 requires that such kind of a report should be tabled to Parliament by the executive authority within 5 days after they receive from the accounting officer. And they tabled it in July and according to the time frames. And we as a committee, we met on the 26th and we considered the report and we interrogated them. And hence now we have got this report. This report is divided into three phases. We've got one, which is background as introduction, and two, which is the summary of the financial and non-financial information. And part C, which talks about the observation and Part D, which talks about the recommendation to the observation of the committee. So because we have already dealt with the report and we've got the presentation, so I suggest that let us not waste time for Part B, where it talks about the summary of the financial and non-financial information, which we got it, rather than to just shoot to say Part C, where we talk about the observations and then the Part D with the recommendation. Honorable members, let me remind you, this is the first, first midterm report that we considered first midterm report, which implements the six parliament administration. So we have never had any any midterm report before that implements this six term strategic plan of parliament, this six administration actually. So, and as such, as you recall, that most of the measures and most of the key performance output and indicators are new in this strategic plan. So we have got the annual performance plan that is derived from this strategic plan, which are being implemented by these quarterly reports, and also with these midterm reports, considering that we have, as I said, that the key performance indicators that were measured are new. As such, when we're considering the last week, the third quarter, that some of them are not, most of them, they don't even have a benchmark. So they're still new. And that's why some of them are being overperforming, as the parliament administration was saying that they are still, at some time, they are going to review some of the targets. But for now, it's just a new territory, because they are charting the new territory because they are using the new model, which is a client satisfaction model. So this is the reason that I highlight that is that as a result, there are no such kind of a significant issues that emanating from this report, other than the issue that we know, issues that we've been talking about them since emanating from the previous fifth parliament, and some of them are still continuing without being addressed. As such, the first observation is the observation that that is familiar, because we talk about that the community, as a committee, we noted that there's an increase, although there's an effort to increase the public participation, but the committee will get concerned about the progress in terms of such, the slow pace in terms of such increasing that participation, as per the numbers that were reported to us. It seems that there's a slow pace. I think even in the previous reports, we also highlighted this issue. And further, what was also concern in that report was the not having enough information to ensure about the work of parliament, whether it reaches many citizens as possible, despite this being one of the two strategic objectives of the sixth parliament. That is the only other thing that maybe that is new, or also that we align to what we've been always saying. Another issue, observation that we're talking about was that the report is the issue of regarding the broadcasting studio that we also dealt with in the fifth parliament, I'm sure, and even in this sixth parliament, we dealt about this studio with the broadcasting studio, because we said, I think one of the recommendations was that it would be beneficial if parliament will have its own broadcasting studio, of particular the one that is not linked to DSTV, where they are not paying, the citizens are not going to pay any or spend any money that to access it, so that we increase that access in parliament, access to parliament, so that people can able to have to follow the issues that are happening in parliament. But in this regard, the concern is that according to the budget, they require 30 million to fund this new broadcasting studio that they acquired, because in the previous, we have been told that they only acquired the equipment, but currently there are no permanent or rather the personnel to run, else as they were depending on the freelancing. So now they said, even though it requires 30 million over the 3 years, but there is no funds appropriated to such kind of a studio because of the financial constraint that we know. So actually it's a concern because it means that this will not going to achieve what we want to achieve as we envisage, in fact, the committee envisage to achieve in this sixth parliament, so that to increase that public participation and access to parliament. So it's one of the observation that we elucidated or highlighted. Another issue is that also another standing issue is about the organizational realignment. There is this organizational, the project, the organizational realignment project, which started actually sometime 2018. We've been complaining, we've been making some recommendation in our report that since that project has been started, where the committee, this committee, have never been able to be briefed about what is this entails and how far about the progress. Until now, we've never received any briefing as far as this organizational realignment. We know that this is a project we've got an organizational realignment where there's a changing organogram and so forth. But as a committee, we've never received any briefing. And we don't even know what does that organizational alignment entails and how far in terms of the progress and implementation of such a project. And another one is the one that we even spoken about in the previous meeting in the third quarter, when we're considering the third quarter, which about the filling of the critical posts. I think this is clear and vividly. I cannot waste any time on this one because we even dealt with it in the previous quarter because it's still a standing issue. The another one is a issue which deals with the performance management in respect of program 3. We still recall in that meeting, the concern that we had is that for the program 3, there is no performance target that is relating to measure program 3. There is no, and then we raised that issue, if you remember, honorable members. And now it is a concerning because most of the members in that meeting were complaining about the services that they receive, because that is the associated services, that is the support members actually, that program is responsible for members' entitlement and so forth, and supporting and giving general support to members. And there is no measure, there's no performance target that is set or a performance indicator that is relating to such kind of a performance with that program, which is program 3. So we raised that concern, and we even said that that is the reason why the members, even you said yourself that that's the reason why you have such kind of a complaint, is because this program, there's no measure. It means the employees that on that program, they just work and without any targets that are pursuing, or in terms of performance that they must pursue in order to achieve. That's why maybe things are seem like not performance is still like lagging. So we raised this in that meeting on that particular day. I mean, the members raised this. And the last one, it was the issue of related to the employer-employee relations. We recall that previously, we once have what we say the relations between employer and employee were not seen good. I still recall that during the fifth parliament that they were even dubbed toxic. But since 2017 until the time that we are reporting, there has been improvement in terms of employee and employer-employee relations. And as such, that would be, it was shown by a low staff turnover, which points or ascribes to the healthy, conducive environment that was here, what was currently existing in Parliament. Although there are some currently, I think there are some currently some issues with regard to that now, although they are not, I can say It is concerning because there are some issues with regard to employees, in particular the employees that were raising their concerns with regard to the employer, of which that thing has been tackled. We believe that it's been tackled, but it was a concern the time we were reporting, because the employees were threatened even with the mass, with the industrial action by the time we were considering this report. So these are the issues that we have highlighted during the second, during the midterm report, the reporting. So this is the observation that we had. And then the recommendations are as follows. The committee, we have noted that the channel could, once it becomes a fully fledged and licensed television station fund itself through, the committee should be provided with a project plan for securing licensing through the ICASA and quarterly updates and on progress made in terms of this broadcast studio that was spoken about. In addition, the committee should be provided with information detailing on how the funding should be generated. Because I've spoken about the 30 million, if you recall, that we say that it is still not budgeted, because it is the money that is required to run the studio, but the money is not budgeted because of the financial constraint. I think this recommendation is trying to address that. The second recommendation, the committee also requires or recommend that each quarter, the committee should include a well support progress report on how access to Parliament and its business will be increased to ensure that more citizens are able to have their voices heard. I think this one also deals with the access to public participation by in Parliament. The organizational realignment, as I said, that we have never been briefed or briefed by the Parliament in terms of the implementation and also in terms of how does this project entails. So one of the things we requested them to come and brief them, that is one of the recommendations, which request them to come and brief the committee about what is all about this project and how far in terms of implementing such project. And the last one, there's a feeling of a vacant critical position. By that time, we said the report we should get a progress report even here on in terms of filling this critical vacancy, and this should be put as a matter of a priority. I think, Chair, these were just few issues that were there, which we knew, which are not new issues, which are just ongoing issues. So thank you, Chair, honorable members.
Thank you very much, Koli. Members, are there issues that you would like to raise, clarity questions, or any further recommendations?
Chairperson?
Okay. Mr. Singh?
Yeah, Chairperson, sorry, I'm traveling. No, I think the report fairly captures what we had discussed there in the recommendations, although we know it's a historical report, but at that time it was relevant. So I move for the adoption of the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Singh has moved for the adoption of the report. Can we get a seconder?
I second, Mr. Singh, Chairperson.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you very much, Mr. Khadebe and co-chair. Thank you very much, members. The report has been agreed to. Can we then move, Cindy, to the sets of
yes, Chair, I'm going to
minutes.
A minute. These are the minutes of the 26th, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Members, the minutes of the 26th of November 2021. We were on Zoom. Can we first check attendance? Attendance present. And apologies if they are captured properly. Okay, no comment on that, and I think surnames as well. Spellings for members' surnames. For members' surnames, I hope they are also, we've also captured that well. Can we move then, Cindy, page one?
Page three and four. Five and six.
Be with me. No, Cindy.
Must I go back?
Go back. Yes. Okay, you can start now moving.
Okay.
Oh, you're moving from left to right. Yeah, that's why I'm normally used to the up down movement. It's fine. Yeah. The up down movement. It's fine. Okay, you can move. Okay, move. Just to also mention that members, if there's any a correction that members would want to make in terms of grammar and spelling, please feel free to do so. Okay, you may move. Okay. Okay.
Chairperson, sorry.
That's fine.
They can just go back one, just the one page before this, where I said, 5.21, the administration was reminded that several concerns have been raised, I think. There's about services received, have been raised. Have they got that one, Chair?
I've got it, Mr. Singh. I'll insert it at the end of the meeting.
Oh, okay, all right, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, can we move? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
That's the final page, Jane.
Is that the final page?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Members, there's only one correction from Mr. Singh. We've noted, and in the reworked document, it shall be written accordingly. Can we get a mover?
Can I move with the correction, Chair?
Okay. Member Mahlangu moves with the correction. Can we get a seconder?
Khaiso. Agreed.
Member Khaiso. Seconds. Member Khadebe agrees. Okay, thank you very much. I can see Mr. Singh is very talented. He can multitask, he can drive and read. I wish I could have that skill as well. When I grow up, I want to be like him.
Stop driving.
Oh, you stopped.
Otherwise, you are supposed to have been reported to the traffic department.
As I said, when I grow up, I want to be like him. I want to be it will be very, very nice to drive and read. Okay, 14th January 2022. Can we first check attendance, members? Why do I say 14th? It's the 4th. 4th of January. Attendance, is it in order? Can we now go page by page, corrections, amendments?
This is for our attendance for that day, Chair, and yeah. Let's start.
Okay, sure. All right.
Chairperson, sorry.
Mr. Singh?
That other page, the committee agreed to follow up with weekly meetings, not to weekly follow up. Could mean something else. To follow up with weekly meetings to assess.
Okay. To follow up weekly meetings. English. Okay, noted. Can we move? Cindy, you have noted that?
Yes, Chair, I have.
Okay, can we then move? Okay, move. Mr. Masondo briefly touched. Is there no better word that we can use? That we can replace touched with?
I'll say briefly explained and then change it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can we move? Okay, this is very fresh. Can you move? All right. All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. With corrections made, can we get a mover?
Marco, move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much, Member Marco, for moving for the adoption of the minutes. Can we get a seconder?
A person, I would second. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Singh. Seconds. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, members. Can we then move to another set of meetings of minutes, Cindy? The date of the minutes is of the 14th of January, 2020. Members, can we first check attendance? Okay. All right. Is attendance in order? Yes, I think so. Can we then move?
I'll pass the attendance and the documents. Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right. Can we move?
Chairperson, sorry. Just on the other one, the page before, the acting secretary 211, the acting secretary of parliament presented the responses to issues and concerns raised at the committee's 14th January 2022.
They wanted to say fourth.
Yeah, the meeting before.
Fourth. Okay, yeah, sure. Thanks, Mr. Singh. Noted. Can we move?
Also here, Chairperson, sorry, 221. It'll be 4th January.
And if this was the acting secretary on 2.3.2, it's supposed to be a she, not a he.
Chair, that was Mr. DG. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I realize now. All right. Okay. Okay.
Sorry, Chairperson. 2313. If you can just go back to that.
Go back, one page back.
Members sought clarity about what the security arrangement between SEPs and parliamentary was at the time of the incident. Some reports claim that reports claimed that they collaborated with each other.
I got it. Thank you, Mr. Singh.
Okay, let's move. Thank you. Members must. Okay, thank you. All right.
Chairperson.
Member Matlow.
Can we go back to 22, I think it's where it talks about 22320. Can we check that one where it says that the subs is invited to brief the committee on his responsibility. It's supposed to be say in respect, it says it's supposed to say in respect of security of parliament. I don't know. Just go through that sentence, maybe. I don't see it clearly.
Thank you, Ms. Marshall. I will correct it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Member Lu.
Chairperson.
Member
Singh. Yeah, maybe 2330. We can just correct that. I mean, just change it. Members recall that towards the end of 20, smoke was smelled in the National Assembly.
Detected.
Maybe there was a smell of smoke. Maybe. Not. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Chair, on 358, I think state should be a capital. Insurance of state. property.
Noted. Thank you, Mr. Singh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Nice. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. There we go, members, with corrections. Meeting of the 14th of January. Any mover for the adoption? I see Mr. Singh's hand is up.
Yeah, I'm the adoption of the minutes, but just to make a point that in terms of matters arising, I think our secretariat should go through all the minutes that we are considering, because in even in these minutes that we are looking at, there are brackets where it says the question was not responded to. And we must just check in subsequent meetings, was that question responded to either orally or in writing? So maybe they should do a checklist, you know, to ascertain that. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Singh moves for the adoption. Can we get a seconder?
I will second him.
Thank you very much, Mama Tho. Can we move? Cindy, I don't see the date of the meeting. Can we keep the standard practice? Mm-hmm. Can you go back to the first page of the minutes?
Yeah, this is. Can you see this? The new minutes, Jay?
I see this new minutes, but I only see the attendance. I don't see the date.
I just want to double check because on my side it shows the date. I just want to check.
Sure. It does now. Is the 28th of January. Can we then check attendance, members? If you're in agreement. I don't see my name, Cindy.
It's on the left-hand side and in a member's
chair. Oh, yeah, sure, at the bottom, I see. Okay, fine.
Maso?
Maso, at the bottom.
Right at the bottom.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Can we then move to the business?
This is again just attendance, and then it starts on the right hand side.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay, that's fine. Okay. 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 All right. Okay. Cindy? Hello?
Yes, Chair?
Yeah. No, I was saying the page was divided
yes,
into
I'm
two.
Here?
No, it's fine now. It has been corrected.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much. With corrections made, can we get the mover for the adoption? Anyone moving for the adoption?
Kaiso moves.
Thank you, Mr. Kaiso moves.
Debe seconds.
Thank you very much, Member Khadebe seconds. The minutes have been agreed to. That leads us to the minutes of Friday, the 25th of February, 2022. Can we first confirm attendance? Okay, no issues on attendance. Can we move to...
This is also still attendance.
I missed that, Cindy.
I just went past all the other attendance lists as well, Chair. And so the minutes start on this page.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Uh, 2.2.5, the second sentence, they had been
noted. Thank you, Chair. I'll correct it.
Thank you. Okay. 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 Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. With corrections made, can we get a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption.
Thank you, Mr. Singh moves for the adoption. A seconder? Can we get someone responding? Thank you very much, Coach. The minutes have been agreed to. Thank you very much. Are we done, Cindy?
Yes, Chairperson. We are up to date. The only thing left is last week's one.
Okay. Thank you very much, members. Co-chair, is there any comment that you would like to make?
Chairperson,
Mr. Singh?
Oh, co-chair, can I just make a comment, Chairperson?
Yes.
Chairperson, yeah, our committee is very involved in the management of Parliament and what happens, and we've been very proactive in terms of looking at alternate venues, what caused the fire, etc. Now, I might say from another committee that I'm sitting on, which is the Chief Whip's Forum, we had a closed meeting where we received a report on options, about the future of Parliament, short, medium, and long term. It was a physical meeting, and it was a very useful meeting. So I'm just suggesting that perhaps as joint chair, speak to the Chief Whip and find out if members of our committee can be part of a physical briefing on the 23rd of March. So we don't have to have another meeting, to talk about the options that are available moving forward. So I'm just putting it as a thought to join chairpersons to consider with the Chief of the ANC. Thank you.
Okay. Suggestion has been noted. Members? Any other member who would like to make an input? I see there's a hand of Member Khadebe. Member Khadebe, you recognize?
No, thank you, Chairperson. I think that when dealing with this issue of the fire, we met all the stakeholders which were involved with the issue of dealing with that, what that problem with the fire. But as a committee, we have never invited the South African Heritage Land Agency to come and brief us just as a committee that what is their role in the entire situation, because we could hear that the police were complaining, public works were complaining. But I think that we cannot get secondary information. I think that in our program, we must slot them in so that we invite them so that they can take us through, so that even when, before we start even discussing the issue of the long-term issue, so that they give us the first-hand information about the implication of this damaged parliament. You know? So I think the South African Heritage Agency is a relevant structure to do that. You know? Thank you, Chair.
Noted, Mr. Khadebe. I see Mr. Kaisos and is also up.
Yes, Chair. I'm actually raising my hand to agree with that proposal by Honorable Khateb that we bring in the agency closer to us so that we can know better the other aspect in as far as the heritage agency is concerned.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hand. There are no further comments. Okay, it has been noted. We'll make necessary arrangements and see where we can, when can we invite them in our meetings. I think the sooner we do that, the better, so that maybe we can get a progress report on the recent development in Parliament as well. That will also help. Co-chair, you said you are covered, ne? There's no comment from your side.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Co-chairperson. Let me first start by saying I'm comfortable with the recommendations from both Honorable Khadeb and Mr. Singh. I think we are at the center as a committee of the whole thing. Honorable Singh was talking about the short term, medium term, and long term. And I think as the relevant committee, there are things that we are not supposed to be left out or found wanting about them. There are issues that you read about them, the special appropriation bill in relation to what the minister has said about the allocation for parliament in as far as the issues are concerned. So I was of the opinion that the chairperson and the members, let's agree for both on both suggestions. We invite the Heritage Agency, but also we write a letter to request that we be invited to that meeting so that we can be on par with issues that are concerning Parliament. And obviously it's going to some of the decisions are going to be costly. They're going to need money, and we are the responsible committee. And lastly, Chair, I'm happy about the minutes. I'm one person that I wouldn't want to leave minutes hanging, because those are legal decisions that we are taking. So I'm just relieved that we have dealt with the minutes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Chair. I take it that you have officially also closed the meeting.
Don't be late, Co-chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. All right. Thank you very much, members, for your attendance. Your recommendations have been noted and will be processed. Thank you very much. enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Please, thank you.
Please don't be on Zoom and read. It is not safe to do so.
Dangerous.
Don't drive and be on Zoom. No, don't drive and read. It is not safe to do so.
No, my wife was driving. My wife was driving.
That's not multitask, you know. It's more dangerous than drinking and driving. Don't be on Zoom and drive. No, don't read and drive.
Thank you, Chair.
Read and drive. Thank you very much, members.
Thank you so much.
Bye.